She doesn't even know I exist. There's like 60 people in the village. I mean, you really have to go out of your way to not know that somebody exists.
Drag her back to your hut.
What if she struggles?
Give her a little tap on the head. Women respond to that.
That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
It's got sort of a knowledge-y taste.
Yeah, does it have a sort of forbidden taste? Because that's what it is.
You're cursed, man.
You better get out of here.
I'm going. I'm going to start a new tribe. It's going to be 10 times better. It's going to be called Muscle Tribe of Danger and Excellence. So who's with me?
Okay, here's the deal. If you don't like either Jack Black or Michael Cera, you'll want to stay as far away from year one as you can. And even if you like these guys, you might want to stay away as well. Black and Cera play cavemen who get kicked out of their tribe and they wander into biblical times with Cain and Abel and later the city of Sodom. I will admit that there are some very funny moments, but you have to wait 10 minutes or more between them. During this time, the story, characters, and humor stumble around awkwardly like a drunk at a frat party. In the end, we're left with a busted SNL sketch that goes on for 2 hours rather than 2 minutes, desperately wanting to be History of the World Part 1, but failing at almost every turn. Year 1 gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.